This is High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio, and we've done a quick change. Now we have got the Amarillo College Guitar Ensemble. You guys are no longer age 8 to 15, so you guys are in college, and you are all male. You are all guys, so I'm being gender appropriate here. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We have in the studio, we have Jace Rogers, Joel Carbajal, and Edwin Santillan. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, you guys all have your guitars ready, and I have some questions for you before we get to your music. You are currently in college, and you're taking this. Is this your major? Are you guys majoring in guitar? So guitar performance?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe you guys kind of lean together to get in on this mic together. Okay, there you go. How long have you each been playing? We'll go starting with Jace.
I've been playing for 9 years, since I was 11. So.
Wonderful.
So have I, except it hasn't been 9 years. It's been 8 years.
And that's Joel. Okay, and Edwin?
I've been playing since I was 14 years old.
Fantastic. Now, do you guys come from musical families at all?
Yes.
Sort of. I guess it really depends on what side of the family.
Both sides count with the word family. Both sides. Right, right. Yeah.
My uncle is actually in a cumbia band. He's pretty famous down in Mexico.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, we are thrilled to have you in here, and we are going to be playing you after the Armada of Children, so the stakes are very high for you, and I'm really excited. Now, tell me a little bit about how the program for the kids, the Suzuki program, how does that differ? You guys are focusing more on jazz concepts when you're doing mm-hmm. your classical guitar. Can you tell me a little bit about how that might differ from how you learned?
It's a lot about improv. So, yeah. It's different in that classical is reading and playing exactly what you see, and jazz is thinking and playing what you know.
It's also, you know, taking your skill to the next level and learning to be not only confident in your instrument, but also in your playing, and learning to express yourself through your playing. Eventually, you get to a point where you know your scales, you know your notes well enough to where it becomes like a language. You can use whatever notes and whatever scales you please to express yourself.
And when you know all that knowledge and you practice hard enough and long enough, you take all that and throw it out the window.
Excellent.
He's got it.
So you mentioned it's kind of like a language. Jazz, of course, is all about, you know, improvising with others. And now, have you had the opportunity in your classes to really just like start from scratch, even if it's your own composition, or if it's just like, let's do a little bit of, you know, riffing on this phrase? Can you talk a little bit about how that's been a little bit different for you?
Yeah. I just wrote an original composition, and it's definitely been a journey. I think it's important to be very open in writing, in their whole writing process. I think it goes for jazz tunes. I think it goes for any tune, really, because little tweaks and things like that, you'll notice that it really makes the outcome a whole lot better, and it's good.
And Jace, is that your first composition?
No, but it is probably one of my most official, I guess you would say. But yeah.
You want to put your name on this one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And what about you, Joel?
It's definitely been a lot easier to get compositions going and really learn to test what you know, what you think you know, what you hear. Many times you write something down because it's what you hear in your head, and sometimes it doesn't turn out the way you want it to. So being in this program allows you to kind of bounce those ideas around with those around you and kind of see what they have to say about it, see what their opinions are, and it really helps take your compositions to a whole new level.
Sounds a little like poetry. It sounds good in your head. You get it on the page and you're
right.
Just mortified.
Right.
And what about you, Edwin?
You know, I wasn't really into jazz all that much when I got back into the music program. We actually recently took a trip down to Greeley, Colorado to the jazz festival, and we saw all these amazing musicians. And you know, it struck me in my head that, wow, these jazz musicians are the real musicians, because they have to think ahead of time. And also, they do put emotion into the music other than these pop artists and musicians.
Now, we won't do it here, but I would argue that there is a lot of emotion in pop music.
I mean, oh, yeah, you're not wrong.
I mean, you're talking to someone who has a limited capacity for new information because of Wham, Make It Big lyrics, just constant. Like, everything in my head is just George Michael. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's some real emotion there. Right.
No, you're absolutely right. I love George
I'm totally
Michael.
Messing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not, actually. It's completely accurate. Well, I would love to hear some music from you three. We've got a three-song repertoire. We've got I'll Close My Eyes by Buddy Kay and Billy Reed, and then you're going to do Blue Bossa by Kelly Dorham, and then finish off with the jazz standard Autumn Leaves by by Johnny Mercer. High Plains Morning Studio, take it away.
This is I'll Close My Eyes by Buddy Kay and Billy Reed, and it'll be featuring myself, Joel Carbajal, as a soloist.
This next one is Blue Bossa by Kelly Dorham. Thank you.
Up next is Autumn Leaves by Johnny Mercer, and it'll also include Jace Rogers as a soloist.
That was Jace, Joel, and Edwin from the Amarillo College Guitar Ensemble. Thank you all three for being in here today. Continue inspiring me to practice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.